subject.
Is this letter two pages long?
Yeah, I just thought about you in the letter yesterday, Steve. It just made me laugh. Okay. Subject, sibling rivalry. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 33-year-old woman with 5 siblings. We have just as much drama as any other family and just as much love. For the most part, we all get along pretty well. But I have one sister that has declared war against all of her siblings. She is the one who constantly is on the outs with everyone. I have tried numerous times to be inclusive and reach out to her, and we have been able to maintain an okay relationship until recently. I had to ask her about some money that she owed me for a bill. I did not approach her with an attitude. I simply told her that I received a notice that an account we had together still had a small balance, and it is quite possible that she was unaware of it. Well, of course, the drama queen took this moment to tell me how much of a bee I was and how all she cared about was herself and her children, and I could basically take that bill and shove it. We exchanged words, and I admit to also getting heated after the way she responded to a simple notice over a bill. Did I mention that it was less than $100? So I just paid the bill and chalked it up to the price of doing business with her, which I will never do again. She made it quite clear during her blow-up that I was dead to her, so we haven't spoken in about 5 months. Let me just add, this is one of my many blow-ups with her, and not always with me, but always with someone. But so here's the problem. Every other year, I take my son on vacation, and this year, I decided I'm going to start taking my nephews and nieces if I can afford to. I would love to invite her children, but I just can't deal with her. My other siblings have children, and 2 of them are going on vacation with me this year. I work very hard to be able to afford these vacations, and it isn't easy being a single parent and affording a quality vacation. The last thing I want is her calling and stressing the kids out or calling and stressing me out over trivial nonsense while we're on vacation. Should I reach out to her and ask if her kids can come, or do I just leave well enough alone for my own sanity? I want to be a good auntie to all of my nieces and nephews, but I just don't know how to deal with this woman without choking her out. Wow, what a nice auntie you are, taking everyone on vacation and making sure your son goes on vacation. I just say, just because you don't take your sister's kids with you, that still doesn't make you a bad auntie. That's not going to change the fact that you're a good person. You're still nice. You're still thoughtful. I think you're feeling some kind of guilt, though, about the situation, because you had this fight with your sister. You don't ever do anything out of guilt. If you ask her about the kids, she's going to call you and stress you out because of the kind of person you are. Who needs that on vacation? So you're grown. Make the decision. Call her or not, but don't let her guilt you into doing anything. She's your sister. That's not going to change. She will always be your sister. I say someday, some way, you guys are going to have to make up. So why not, you can call her if she is not in a good place. If you don't feel the love through the phone, then don't ask her. But if you do and you guys want to make up, then make up at that point. Steve, and take the kids. Steve.
It's always one. Every family got them.
Crazy people.
Ain't that the truth? It's always one. Might not be a sibling. Mm. It's somebody's sibling. Might not be yours. Could be a cousin or uncle or aunt, but everybody got the crazy person in the family. This one is your sister. She done declared war on all the siblings. Well, you done tried a lot of times to be inclusive and reach out to her. Y'all got an okay relationship. Until recently, you had to ask her about some money she owed you for a bill. That's when you found out why she the black sheep of the family. You asked her about some money she owed you for a bill. What she do? Snap! Because that's what crazy people do. Never loan a crazy person some money or a stank person. Because when you ask them for their money, they gonna get stank. See, you can't loan them people type people money. Now, did I mention it was less than $100? What that got to do with it? Mm-hmm. Stank people do stank over $25. Stank people get stanky over $10. It don't matter. They just stank people. But here go the problem. You take your kids on vacation. You done decided to take your nephews and nieces. Now, remember, you asked her about this money. She done told you. You are dead to her. See, that when you really get crazy. Boy, we are about less than 100. You are dead to me. You are dead to her. You don't live no more.
Woo.
So now you're going to take your kids on vacation. You decide to take all your nephews and nieces on vacation, like Shirley said, what a beautiful aunt you are. But now she got some kids. Now, you work very hard. You would love to invite her children, but I just can't deal with her. My other siblings have children, two of them going on vacation with her. The last thing you want to do is have your sister call you stressing out about the kids over trivial nonsense while we're on vacation. Should I reach out to her and ask her if her kids can come, or do I just leave well enough alone for my own sanity? Don't take her kids no damn well.
Mm-mm. Thank you.
They out. They can't go. Now, when the kids is crying, wanting to go, Auntie, why we can't go? Listen to me. You have to tell kids the truth.
What should she say?
Listen, kids.
Uh-huh.
You can't go because your mama crazy.
Tell the kids that about their mother.
They can't say that.
Y'all know she crazy. And that's why y'all can't go. Because we don't have no room in the car for no crazy people kids.
Right.
And y'all's damn mama is crazy. And the other reason y'all can't go is because I'm dead.
Oh.
Listen to me, kids. Y'all cannot travel with a corpse. There's a state law, and the kids going to be looking confused.
Yes.
But there's state laws that you cannot travel with a corpse in the car. I, according to your crazy mama, am a corpse. So y'all can't travel with no corpse in the car, because my sister told me I was a corpse. Now, the kids going to think all y'all crazy.
Yes, like we think you're
But since
crazy.
We talking about $100, ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes, real
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
So now let's just deal with it. Mm. And that's just all to it. Don't ask me nothing else.
All right. tweet me at MyGirlShirley and Instagram me at MyGirlShirley. Wow. Your response to today's strawberry letter.